Welcome to Dishing the Science with Dr. Sue. I'm your host, Dr. Sue Peterson. I'm a Canadian physician, a specialist in endocrinology and metabolism, and a diplomat of the American Board of Obesity Medicine. I draw on my over 20 years of clinical experience and my extensive research background to examine the complex issues surrounding weight management, diabetes, and overall health. Thanks for joining us today. Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining me on drsue.ca. That's drsue.ca. Today we're talking about how we can diagnose sarcopenia, which is excessive loss of muscle in people successfully losing weight. As blogged previously, and there's a link to that post in today's blog post, with the emergence of medications that are very powerful for weight loss, some people may lose too much weight. The definition of excess weight loss goes beyond the numbers on the scale and can include excessive loss of muscle mass, which is a condition called sarcopenia. Currently, there's no standardized guidance or consensus on how to screen or diagnose sarcopenia, leaving healthcare providers in the dark as to how to look for or diagnose this condition. A recent article, there's a link to that in my blog today, proposes a screening and diagnostic protocol for sarcopenia. This article focuses on people with diabetes, but I think it can also be a great protocol in people with obesity losing weight or in anyone in whom sarcopenia is suspected. They propose a first step of screening for sarcopenia with the SARC-F questionnaire, and there's a link to that in my post. There's 5 quick and easy questions on the SARC-F questionnaire. How much difficulty do you have in lifting and carrying 10 pounds? How much difficulty do you have in walking across the room, transferring from a chair to a bed, climbing a flight of stairs, or how many times have you fallen in the past year? So each of those 5 questions is scored from 0 to 2. If the score is 4 or higher, or if sarcopenia is suspected, even if the score is less than 4, then the second step is assessment of muscle strength. That's done with 2 quick tests. The first one is the grip strength test, which is called dynamometry. The response is evaluated based on age and gender. And the chair stand test. How long does it take to rise 5 times from a seated position without using your arms? More than 15 seconds is considered abnormal. If either of those muscle strength tests reveal a concern, then the third step is assessing muscle mass using calf circumference. Normal values depend on age, gender, and body mass index. Body composition tests like a DEXA scan, muscle ultrasound, or CT scan are also suggested, but those are hard to get in routine clinical practices. If there is decreased muscle strength and calf circumference below the cutoff points, this indicates the presence of sarcopenia. Now, it's important to note that the SARC-F screening questionnaire was developed in an elderly population and hasn't been validated in a young population. Therefore, the SARC-F screener may only capture the more severe cases of sarcopenia. This is why the authors recommend that even if the SARC-F score is less than 4, if a healthcare provider suspects sarcopenia clinically, or the patient suspects it, or if there are other risk factors for sarcopenia, you should still proceed to the muscle strength and muscle mass assessments. The SARC-F questionnaire needs to be validated and/or modified for younger people, and research needs to be done to validate this overall approach. That being said, as there's currently no standardized approach for screening or diagnosis of sarcopenia, I think this proposed process is a good step forward. It's practical, it's quick, and it's easy to do. So the bottom line here is that sarcopenia is an under-recognized issue in people who are losing weight. This protocol for screening and diagnosing sarcopenia is an important step forward and should be considered for anyone in whom sarcopenia is suspected. That's all for now. drsue.ca, drsue.ca. Thanks for listening to Dishing the Science with Dr. Sue. For more information about current hot topics and science relating to obesity, diabetes, and overall health, check out the show notes for links and visit drsue.ca. That's drsue.ca. Don't forget to leave a review and subscribe to this podcast on your favorite listening platforms. Medical discussion on this podcast is of a general nature only, not designed to give specific medical advice to individuals nor their individual healthcare providers, and is intended for a Canadian audience.